When Archbishop Desmond Tutu received his Nobel Peace Prize in 1984, he didn't stand alone on that prestigious stage. Instead, he invited 50 friends and family from around the world to share his triumph. This wasn't mere generosity, it was Ubuntu in action. This South African philosophy, meaning I am because you are, represents one of Africa's greatest gifts to humanity. Unlike Western approaches that direct us inward for answers, Ubuntu teaches that our humanity is inextricably bound up in others. This perspective guided South Africa's reconciliation after apartheid and continues to offer profound wisdom in our increasingly disconnected world. Ubuntu isn't just an abstract concept. It's a practical approach to living that transforms how we relate to ourselves and others, creating bridges across our deepest divides. Ubuntu's core principle is simple yet profound. Recognizing ourselves in others leads to better treatment. This acknowledges every person's inherent worth and dignity, regardless of circumstances. Our lives are shaped by countless relationships, parents, teachers, friends, and even challenging encounters. Ubuntu celebrates this interconnectedness and views life through a lens of equality and gratitude. Through Ubuntu, we see beyond social roles to recognize the humanity in everyone, from street beggars to those performing society's humblest jobs. We affirm that dignity is inherent in existence itself. This contrasts with beliefs in greed and individualism. History shows how such thinking harms everyone, as in apartheid South Africa, where oppressors became prisoners of their own fear behind electric fences and high walls. We practice Ubuntu through simple daily acts, making eye contact, offering genuine smiles, expressing gratitude, and releasing judgments that separate us from our shared humanity. United we stand, divided we fall, embodies Ubuntu's core truth. Modern life promotes individualism, with many adults spending hours in digital isolation, a stark contrast to traditional African communities where cooperation ensures survival. While society values economic status, research shows wealth doesn't create happiness. True contentment stems from human connection and respect. Meanwhile, loneliness has reached epidemic levels, increasing mortality risk by 26%, equivalent to smoking 15 cigarettes daily. Unity brings mental well-being and enables profound change. History proves this. Gandhi's Salt March grew from few to thousands. Martin Luther King Jr.'s dream resonated with 250,000 protesters. Archbishop Tutu led 30,000 in a forbidden anti-apartheid march through Cape Town. In trauma, we seek togetherness. Standing united sends a powerful message. I am sad because you are sad. We are one. This unity diminishes fear and affirms humanity's goodness. When ordinary people unite, they become extraordinary. Speaking up often reveals shared desires for justice, peace, health, safety, and prosperity, proving you're rarely alone in your convictions. Ubuntu teaches us to suspend judgment and embrace compassion by considering others' perspectives, even those we strongly disagree with. This practice transforms how we handle conflict and misunderstanding. Those with privilege, whether racial, social, economic, or gender-based, often accept it as natural because it's all they've known. While this doesn't excuse harmful behavior, understanding this context is crucial. As Desmond Tutu said, if you want peace, you don't talk to your friends, you talk to your enemies. The Tutu Foundation's Conversations for Change program exemplifies this by facilitating dialogue between opposing groups, like police and disaffected youth. A powerful example came from a stabbed teenager who chose forgiveness, saying, "I've decided not to hold a grudge because I have no idea what the guy who did this was going through." This shows Ubuntu at work, recognizing that actions often stem from circumstances rather than personal intent. South Africa's Truth and Reconciliation Commission demonstrated this principle nationally. Instead of punishment after apartheid, they chose restorative justice, where all parties shared their experiences, creating a shared history essential for healing. While media highlights terrible acts, countless good deeds go unreported daily. Choosing to look for humanity's inherent goodness makes us more likely to find it, transforming our worldview and interactions. Finding common ground is often the first step. During Northern Ireland's peace process, Lord Peter Hain built trust by connecting with Sinn Féin's Gerry Adams over shared interests like gardening, transcending political divides. Children model this naturally. When 7-year-old Anu returned to school with a pink prosthetic leg, her classmates briefly marveled at it before seamlessly including her in their games, demonstrating pure acceptance. Nelson Mandela embodied Ubuntu by befriending his prison guard Christo Brand on Robben Island. By treating Brand with dignity and finding common ground, Mandela transformed Brand's views on race and apartheid. Our brains naturally focus on threats, but we can retrain them to spot goodness. To practice Ubuntu, start with self-acceptance, as self-criticism often projects onto others. Try understanding those you dislike by considering their circumstances, and smile more. It's a simple yet powerful connector. Forgiveness takes different forms, from simple choices for minor incidents to complex journeys for deeper wrongs. Ubuntu teaches that forgiveness restores dignity while freeing us from isolated pain. Pride often blocks forgiveness, especially when offenders show no remorse. While initial anger may be natural, holding on to hurts only damages ourselves. As Maya Angelou said, "Bitterness is like a cancer. It eats upon the host." Refusing to forgive keeps us trapped in past pain, making us suspicious of others. Ingrid von Stein's story illustrates transformative forgiveness. After a brutal attack by four youths, Archbishop Tutu encouraged her to see her attackers as people. Meeting them in prison, she discovered shared experiences. Both she and one attacker had suffered childhood abuse. These encounters sparked compassion that evolved into forgiveness, making life a much lighter experience for her. Research confirms forgiveness improves health by reducing anger that weakens our immune system. Rwanda's Cows for Peace project demonstrates this healing power. Survivors and perpetrators of genocide working together caring for livestock helped rebuild broken relationships between neighbors. Ubuntu is a practical path to meaningful life through recognizing our interconnectedness. This ancient wisdom counters modern isolation by showing that our humanity flourishes when we nurture it in others. The practice starts with daily choices, seeing the cashier at your store, listening deeply to friends, extending compassion to those we don't understand. These small acts transform both communities and individuals. In a world of differences, Ubuntu reminds us of our shared needs for dignity, connection, and understanding. When we embrace this view, the boundaries between us and them dissolve into common humanity. This journey requires courage to forgive, humility to see ourselves in others, and vulnerability to bridge divides. We are people through other people, our destinies intertwined. Look for common ground with someone you find difficult. Extend to yourself the compassion you'd offer a friend. In seeking the good in others, you nurture it in yourself. This is Ubuntu's essence.